Excuse me. Next case, please.
We're going to...
I think she's on her way.
She's on her way. The next case is number 11973, Jeffrey and Jacqueline Martini, seeking a variance from the rear yard setback, sections 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the south side of Canal Street, approximately 600 feet west of Erie Avenue. The 911 address is 38335 Canal Street, Oceanview. The zoning district is GR. Tax map is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 1175, Unit 73. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a variance from the rear yard setback requirement to allow a deck expansion to be constructed within 1 foot of the property line. Specifically, they're asking 4 feet from a 10-foot required rear yard setback. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
All right, thank you.
It's a precursor. Ms. Wall, is it a 1 foot variance or is it a 9 foot variance? Because they said they're 1 foot from the rear property line.
Nine.
Nine.
It's nine, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I misspoke. I apologize. It is a 9 foot variance.
Okay, thank you. I thought that was it. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Jacqueline Martini, 38335 Canal Street, Oceanview.
Okay. Jeff Martini,
38335
Canal Street, Oceanview.
Okay, and sir, I am Chad Carter, landscape architect.
You need to be sworn in as well. It's the attorneys who don't want.
I'm Chad Carter, 303 North Bedford, Georgetown.
Okay. And do all three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give attorney? Is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, members of the board. My name is Chad Carter. I'm representing the applicants, and I'm with Solutions IPEM, the engineering firm. We are requesting a 9 foot variance into the rear yard setback due to the fact that the state of Delaware owns and maintains a parcel for maintaining the canal between Assawoman Bay and the Indian River Bay. And it creates an irregular condo parcel for which this residence is at. And due to the fact that the parcel is irregular, the existing deck was cut off at a 45 degree angle, and it's actually producing problems with the circulation through the deck, and it does not match the other decks in the areas. The state of Delaware maintenance parcel has existed prior to the development of the condominium parcel. And the remainder of the neighboring properties have lines that extend actually to the center of the lagoon, which those decks do not have a problem with the setbacks. The state of Delaware maintenance parcel extends through that lagoon and makes landfall to the west of the subject property before terminating on land. And there will not be anything further developed on that piece of property.
I think.
The neighboring properties have decks similar to what is being proposed. Additionally, there is a dock that extends past the property into where the deck is being proposed. The proposed deck would be consistent with both the character of the neighborhood as well as the scope of improvements along the lagoon, without adding any additional obstruction to the maintenance parcel. And then the applicant is proposing the minimum amount of variance to construct the deck that would match their neighbors and the neighboring properties. I will ask them to come up and just speak to the issues they're having with their current deck as well as the history of it.
Thank you.
It's Jeff Martini. Thank you. It's very simple. We're looking to square off the deck as all of the other decks in the community are squared off. The impact to us is that there's just a really odd angle that it had to be cut off at to comply with the lines. That affects pretty significantly the amount of space on the deck compared to all of the others, and also the traffic flow through it. It meant that our steps out to the dock had to be placed at another end, and it impacts traffic flow through the deck. So it's the size. And really, we're just looking to square it off and get it to be like everybody else's. There's nobody on the other side of us, so it wouldn't impact a neighbor at all. It's a premium lot, if you will. That odd-looking deck and shape, we believe, would certainly affect the property value as well. So very simple, just trying to square it up like everybody else's. Thank you.
Question. Why was your deck cut off?
The Army Corps of Engineers has a maintenance line, and maybe you can describe this better, that runs parallel to the canal. Mm-hmm. And ours is at the very end of the property, so it kind of cuts through. In fact, they had to cut the corner of our house off as well, the third and second floors, and this significantly cut the end of the deck off.
Yeah, the center line of the canal to the Little Assiniboine Bay there, mm-hmm. It's a 100-foot wide parcel. From the center line, and that just creates a property line issue that extends very close to the subject property.
So was a deck out there that far at that one time where it's being replaced to?
I'm sorry?
Was it the same place, same footprint that the old one was?
No, there was not one there.
There wasn't one there?
No, there wasn't one there.
Oh, but you were saying get cut off.
So we signed a contract with the builder in September 2010. Late November, they said, oops, we got to cut off the corner of your house to adhere to this line.
Oh.
And then in late April of 2011, and closing was in June, because the deck got built last, they said, we also got to shave a whole bunch of your deck off as well. So that's kind of how it got to that point.
And additionally, this is after you were paying a premium mm-hmm. for the lot. Mm-hmm. And okay. They were unaware of the issues with the deck.
But you could have backed out of that at that point in time.
And forfeited a deposit, I guess. We could have. I certainly wouldn't have done that.
So you don't have...
I have a question.
So you can't operate what you're operating on now, right? In other words, you're going to put this deck on, but...
Yeah, there's a deck there now.
You put it on? Did you have a permit to put it on?
It was part of the builder's building of the house. So whatever the builder did in that development.
And you got a CO on that?
Yeah, I'm sure
It's conforming. It's conforming.
It is conforming.
Okay.
We're asking for a variance just to square it off so that it is like every other deck. And gives us that additional space and allows us to have regular traffic flow through the deck.
My colleagues are wondering why I'm asking that question, because when I ask those questions, sometimes people misstep there and say, oh, no, or something like that.
No, we're conforming. We're good.
All right, just digging.
That's okay.
And the Corps of Army Engineers established that...
They did, and they also approved the dock that's there now.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a dock on the other side of the deck. All
right. No other questions.
Okay.
But the reason that there is a maintenance area is for large equipment and any future dredging of the canal, Assiniboine Canal.
That is correct. However...
Do you have a letter here that's stating that the Corps of Engineers in the state of Delaware is going to release that maintenance parcel for you to use an easement on it?
Well, we're not proposing an easement on their parcel. We're just proposing a variance of the setback within the 10-foot setback from that parcel.
And if it helps, just this spring, the Assiniboine Canal was dredged in that area, and our little canal was dredged in that area as well.
From a barge.
From a barge.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the canal.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a picture in the packet that I submitted that the deck where it's being proposed to be squared off would be just over riprap that's there now.
And you'd have to get a permit from them to get rid of the riprap.
The deck actually overhangs that riprap. The riprap would not be removed.
So you're going to put a wooden deck on top of your pavers there in that riprap?
Correct. I believe the pavers would be removed, but the riprap would just be, continue being underneath the deck.
Because you can't take that out.
No. No, we wouldn't want to take that out either.
Are you going to cantilever out?
Yeah.
So you're asking for a count for us. This has nothing to do with the maintenance parcel.
No, it would not impact the maintenance parcel at all.
Okay.
It's just a variance within the setback, the rear yard setback.
And it wouldn't be needed if, after purchase of the property, the DENREC had not come in and, DENREC, right?
Well, it's probably the builder.
No, what I mean.
The Army Corps?
The Army Corps. After the purchase of the property, the Army Corps decided they were going to take that through eminent domain, correct?
No, the parcel head was already established, the maintenance parcel.
No, I mean, you said the change took place with the Army Corps of Engineering after the purchase of the property.
No, Jackie can tell you about this, but the buyers were unaware of any issues with the property line when they put the original offer in.
Okay.
And they did not find out about the fact that the deck was going to be cut off at an angle until about 30 days before they settled.
Okay.
And you've owned it since 2010?
We closed in 2011.
Okay. So you've lived with it this way all this time?
Yes, we have. We were one of the first homes in the neighborhood, and so up until all of the other houses were built around us,
and we saw how different the use of our deck was compared to everybody else in the neighborhood. It was disturbing a little bit because we paid a premium for that lot, and we have half as much space as everybody else does.
Is it a premium lot because it's a corner lot?
It's the end of that street. It's overlooking the water. White Creek.
When you bought it, were you aware that that lot was shaped like that? Or
no.
Did you think it was like a rectangular shape?
Rectangular shape. The builder didn't tell us and didn't find out, frankly, until they started to do all of the...
Who was the builder?
Shell Brothers. Okay. Who are terrific, by the way. I don't want to smirch Shell Brothers.
I take it you're not squaring up the top decks.
No, we're not doing anything with the top.
Are there any others in the community that are shaped like yours?
No.
So none of the other, there's not another one on the other side of that maintenance parcel that's shaped like that?
No.
Have you had any discussions with your neighbors about it?
Actually, we have a neighbor and a member from the HOA here.
Okay.
Support.
Well, if they wish to testify, they can do that then. I guess it looks like there's like a walkway there. From what I'm looking at?
The dock, you mean?
I guess the dock, yeah.
Yeah, that's the dock.
Okay, is that something that is used by your whole community, or is it just the one in front of you is for you? And
So there are three streets and three, actually six docks, I think. If it were to be used by anybody else, it would be used by the people that are on our side, if you will, that are along that dock. But this deck does not impinge upon that dock at all. The deck just squares up to the dock like the rest of the decks. All the decks square up to the dock.
And can you explain to me, because I don't know, I mean, you may have mentioned it, I just didn't catch it. How are you not able to use this deck now? I remember you saying about traffic and...
Yeah, to be completely honest, we are able to use it now. We're not saying we can't use it. It's just that...
You can't use it the way you want to use it?
And the way every other deck is being used. The steps would move to the other end. Right now, traffic has to flow through the dock or through the deck. And that angle cuts off a significant amount of the space.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Go ahead.
And we do not plan to leave this to anybody in the state plan, so that's...
I just have...
It's late, folks.
It is late.
I just have one question, you know, sir. And Mr. Sharp kind of made that question come to light here. How come this is not created by the applicant? Why don't you just give it in your plain words of why it isn't being created by you? Because you have to meet all five criteria.
Correct, and it was not created by them because they were unaware of it. It may have been created between the builder and the engineers.
Right.
The lack of communication between them.
Okay.
However, the buyers were not aware of it at the time until roughly 30 days.
Well, we got that answer. Settlement. The buyers weren't aware of it. Right. And you're saying the engineer and the builder?
That would be.
And you have been using it?
Yes, sir.
No other questions.
Okay.
So this area past your unit is like a open area for the association, or?
Yes, the area on the west side of the house is common area for the community. So on the other side of that patio is common area. The dock is actually limited common, pure common area for the association, and the homeowners have the ability to walk up and down the dock and cross over where your house accesses from the deck to the dock.
Question?
Are you moving the steps too?
Yes.
You're going to do away with that one set of steps and then move it down further closer to the
That's important because one of the key reasons that the deck is a problem is when you put furniture on the deck and people are on the deck and you come out of the house to go down straight to the dock, which all the other houses have a straight pathway, those steps had to be put on the other end of the dock or at the other end of the deck because of that line. So we literally have to circle through all of our people,
all the way down to the end, then go back,
and then go all the way around.
So you can
that
close
way.
That one up, and then use one right straight out to the deck.
Exactly.
Okay. Never hear that expression, "buyer beware."
It's a beautiful.
Maybe
it's a beautiful spot.
Refresh your memory.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here in favor of this application? There's two. You wish to speak? You can come forward and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Doug Purcell, 38215 Creek Street, Oceanview, Delaware.
Thank you.
Brian Lake, 38315 Canal Street, Oceanview.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And when you go up, just repeat your name for the record.
My name is Doug Purcell, and I'm speaking on behalf of the HOA, the board, and a resident of the community. And there's no one in the community that is not in support, so everybody is in support of the Martinis having their deck in the same dimensions as the others. There's 87 home lots there. We have 52 that are built. Every one of those has a squared off deck, except for the Martinis. There's 35 more. Every one of those, the way that it's laid out today, they will have a squared off deck as well. So there's no one that has any opposition to allowing them to do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
For the record, Grant Lake, 38315 Canal Street. I echo what Doug just said and want to reemphasize the point that this setback, I want to reemphasize, they're not requesting information to create an easement. It's purely the reduction of the 10-foot setback. And it's not really in the rear. It's awkward. That's why it's going through at 45 degrees to the property. And their deck is probably less than half of what everybody else has in the neighborhood. And is nobody ever going to build on that side? In fact, even the section of easement is just a triangle. After that, it's communal land for the common good of the community. So I endorse that and request that you accept this request. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion we approve the variance. I believe it meets all five of the standards for granting a variance.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I got a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,973. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mrs. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Burton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,973 is approved.